Okay. So we're talking here about Avram Avinu. I think today is our last day of this, at least this parak of the Rambam. We're wrapping it up. We're here. The way we got here is because
I'm going to open a second screen.
A major part of Sipur Yetzias is understanding history, the history of Klal Yisrael. Eliyahu, welcome. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
The history of Klal Yisrael is crucial for understanding the whole idea of the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maskel Beginai U'Masayim B'Shvach. And the Rambam holds that the integral part here is seeing the life of Terach and then Avram Avinu and going through all the way to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we pointed out, Max, if you could take yourself off of... One second. There we go. Perfect. So we basically said that we have to learn about Avram Avinu and the whole history, the whole history of Klal Yisrael. So we have something interesting over here. Chazal tell us that the pasuk says in Bereishis, "Bihi baram." That this is the world that was created bihi bar'am. And Chazal say, don't read it bihi bar'am, but rather be'avraham. If you change the words bihi bar'am, which means the way the world was created, you can change the word from bihi bar'am to be'avraham. The world was created with Avraham. That's a very strange statement to make. What does it mean exactly? That the world was created by Avraham. Right? Anyone want to take a stab at this one?
The first Jew?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'll just try to open it up a little bit what Yitzchak is saying, which is that the world was created to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of the Bria. There is no other tachlis. There is no other tachlis in the Bria other than to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if we have a world where people believe that there are many gods and powers that are around, then the world essentially has no purpose. There's no reason it should be here, Bichla. The world doesn't have a purpose. Right? We know, Rashi tells us already in Bereishis that today is Friday, so I will say a Friday Dikur Rashi. This is a Rashi of Friday. It says that Hashem created the world. V'yom v'yarebi yom hashishi. Yom hashishi. V'yichu ha-shamayim, right? Kiddush. It says the sixth day. What sixth day are we referring to? Rashi says, why does it say the sixth day? It should really say yom shishi. It should say Vayera Vayivoker Yom Shishi. Why does it say Vayera Vayivoker Yom Hashishi? Because it's going on the sixth day. What's the sixth day?
Friday.
Friday. But what's the sixth day in creation? It's true.
Another version was created.
Yeah,
the day
but there's
the Torah. The day we received the Torah.
Very good. Vav Sivan. Vav Sivan, guys, this is not only a Friday Dvar Torah, this is a Sfiras HaOmer Dvar Torah. Vav Sivan, the world was created like that. Vav Sivan, the world was created for Vav Sivan. What does that mean? Don't worry
about it. So when the Torah was given, that's the Tachlis of the Bria.
That's the Tachlis of the Bria. It's the same concept as Bihi Baram Avraham, meaning Rashi says that the world was sort of shaky until Vav Sivan. What does it mean, shaky? It means it has no purpose. The whole purpose of the world is the creation of the Torah. Just like with the Asara Maimaris of the Bria, without the Asaras Hadibros, there's no purpose. So that's the idea of Bihi Baram. We needed Avram Avinu. Adam Arishan made a terrible chate, and Noach, even though he was a tzaddik, but he wasn't a tzaddik on the level to be Zoche, to take over and fix the problems of the world. Only Avram Avinu was able to do this thing. It's very interesting. The word Avraham is Gematria Resh Mem Ches. Right? Is that true? Let's do the math. 248. Resh Mem Ches. Avraham.
Yes.
It's good, right? So aside from having 248 limbs, we also have 248 positive commandments in the Torah. What's the idea of a positive commandment? A positive commandment is doing something out of love. Mitzvah losa say. Yeah. I'm special, so you guys shouldn't feel this is a repeat. No, Tova's good. A positive commandment is something where you're going to do something for someone else. That comes out of love. Losa says is refraining. That comes from Yira. Sur meira ba'ase tov. You stay away from bad and you do good. Avraham's name is the gematria of all the mitzvahs aseh, because he's the shoresh of going and doing and being for Hashem. He's called Avraham Ahuvi, Avraham the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Ahuvi, Avraham the one Hashem who loves Hashem. So the root of the Jewish nation has to be in a real love. That's Ava. Ava is where you're united with Hashem. What's Ava's gematria?
Ahava?
Yeah. Ava's gematria is Echad.
13. Echad.
13, which is Echad. When you love someone, you unite with them. Avraham was the one who introduced Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, into the world. And he was the one who also introduced Ava, love. It's not a coincidence. Real Ava is to unite with someone. And Avraham united humanity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avraham's contribution to the world. So that's why Avraham represents all the mitzvahs aseh. What else do we learn from Avraham? And it's really the same thing. There's a particular means, what?
Chesed.
Chesed, which is also the idea of going out. And we also know that Hashem created the world for chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh. Hashem created the world for chesed. So it's not by coincidence that the first of our avos represents chesed, because it's all about building the world. Avraham is rebuilding the world, essentially. So therefore, just like Hashem is Olam Chesed Yibaneh, Hashem created the world with Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, so too Avraham has to be the Amud of Chesed in the world, Gmilas Chasadim. Right? Gmilas Chasadim. Today I just feel like telling you Gematrias, because it's, you know, it warms your heart on Erev Shabbos, especially after a Yartzeit Tzuna of Tzadikim that you weren't sure who they were. It's a very holy group.
At least Hasidish.
It's very Hasidish. So Gmilas Chasadim is Gematria Torah. I think so. The Maharal says that. Gmilas Chasadim is Gematria Torah. You can do it. Because the Torah is Tachlis. Torah is Chilaso Chesed. Tchilaso chesed v'sofel chesed. Tchilaso gmilas chesedim v'sofel gmilas chesedim. It's all about doing chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh. Hashem is just wants good for us. So Avraham Avinu, it's not by chance that the first of our avos represents chesed. It has to be that way. Since the world is about chesed, Yitzchak could not have been the first av. Yitzchak is din. Din comes after chesed. The first thing you have to know is that Hashem loves you and that you love Hashem. After you know that, you can then fear Hashem. When we say that Hashem's our king, what do we say before we that Hashem's our king? Avinu Malkeinu. Why do we call Hashem a father before a king? You have to know that Hashem loves you and you love Hashem. That's Avinu. Then Malkeinu. Malkeinu is the fear. But in every healthy relationship where there's a fear of reverence, it has to be built on a love from before. So Avraham Avinu is the beginning of the world. Behi Baram. Avraham is the source of the Resh Mem Ches, 248 mitzvahs Aseh, the idea of running towards Hashem. Avraham is the source of Chesed, Gmilus Chesedim, Olam Chesed Yivaneh. In fact, here's an interesting one from the Shema. Why did Avraham invent Hachnasas Orachim? By the way, the Rambam, why did Avraham invent Hachnasas Orachim? By the way, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avel that Avraham invented Gmilas Chasadim. Nobody ever did it before. Think about it. The whole idea of having people live in your house who are not your family is revolutionary. Avraham was not only just known for this, but Avraham made this like a thing. Where did Avraham learn the idea of Gmilas of Hachnasas Orachim from?
From Hashem.
Right. Says the Shla, this is a blowaway. Just like Avraham understood that we're guests in the world of Hashem, that Hashem is doing us a tremendous chesed for letting us live here, be part of this world, feel at home in this world. Avraham understood that the greatest way to emulate Hashem is to allow others into your home, to let people live in your home. It's very appropriate that we're giving this shiur in the Rosh Yeshiva's house and the Rebbetzin because...
Reuven Tepper's apartment.
Oh, okay. How'd you guys get to Rosh
That's where the Bachrim and that's where Mielio and Benny sleep, and that's where we have the Minyanim.
Well, it's very appropriate that we're giving this year to Avrami Center, who's part of the Center Mishpacha, because their home, as I once heard from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, it's a place, it's a Rishus HaRabin. It's a place where everyone is invited to dwell, and it's Mamish like V'Halachta B'Dracha. Okay, why we're giving this year in Reuven Tepper's apartment now, I don't understand.
Because Reuven turned his apartment to Rishus HaRabim for the past month. There we let go. Us stay so here.
Please send Reuven that we said that he is too being Mekayim V'Halachta B'Dracha.
Mitzvah Hashem, we'll try to remember.
Are you staying there too, Avrami?
Originally, it was only Leo, so my father asked me to stay here with him. And then Benny moved in, but I just stayed.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay. All right. So let's continue. Wait, but last time we gave this year, you were... Where
it was
were
also here. It was also here.
And the Reshiva was there too?
Yeah, because it was right after davening, so the Reshiva stayed after davening.
Did the Reshiva leave to America yet?
No. He doesn't know yet if he's leaving. We don't know yet.
When's he going to decide?
It's constant... Last I asked him, he was being in touch with someone named Rav Kugler. Rabbi knows about him?
Yeah.
He's a Menal Chavzdas. So Rav David told him to be in touch with him to find out, like, what are the laws going to be and everything to see what's going to happen. It depends on the updates. Us in America, there was a whole hack. They might open schools.
Okay, fine. The reason I'm asking you is because we're talking about Avraham Avinu, and your father is a representation of Avraham Avinu in his house and in the yeshiva.
No, we'll tell him where he said it. I think he's happy he wasn't here.
Okay, good. But anyway, so that's why really studying Avraham is studying Olam Chesed Yibana, the Tachlis of the Bria. Okay, so Avraham, we're back in the Rambam again. And... we now understand the significance of Avraham. Actually, Avraham's first name was not Avraham. What was his first name?
Avram,
which the the Maharal says Avram can be broken up into Av, Father, Ram, exalted father. Because he was the exalted father of the Jewish people, he was on the top. That's why he's called an Avram. But he also says that whenever you're on the giving end, how do you know when someone's a giver and when someone's a taker? Whoever's on the top is always the giver, right? Because that means he's the more wealthy and more established person. So Avraham, who's the giver of Klal Yisrael, is the Avram. He's on the top of everyone because he's the one who's constantly allocating all of the bracha to give to the world. Very nice. Okay. Wait, the Yahrzeit Suda was there too?
Yeah.
And the Reshiva came to the Yahrzeit Suda or no?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Rebbe.
And now because of the schedule, he has a 4 o'clock in the morning shear. So he wakes up at 4 o'clock.
Ooh.
So
you're
going to take a nap after Shachris.
How long's the nap?
Probably 45 minutes.
Because I can never figure out when your father sleeps. Avrami, I think we're going to do more of these Zooms just so I can figure out the secrets of your father. Now I know that he gets at least 45 minutes of sleep a day. So I already have more information than I had before. I always wondered if he slept. Now I know he gets a good... Now I see he's just like all of us. He also gets sleep. Okay. Anyway. So here we are. So we're back here. So the Rambam writes that Avraham then was threatened by Nimrod. And this was the famous story that Avraham was thrown into a pit and into a Kishna Eish, a furnace of fire. Have in mind, Avraham didn't speak to Hashem yet. So it was very lonely for Avraham. Meaning we think Avraham, he spoke to Hashem. Avraham was thrown into a furnace of fire before Hashem talked to him.
Hititzel and Balabira happened afterwards?
So it's a good question. You are right. No, it does. The truth is, that happened before. But in Psukim, I'm just going to take out Psukim. According to the Medrash, there was some sort of Ani Balabira before. But in the actual Psukim, I'm opening up now the end of Parshas Noach. In the end of Parshas Noach, it mentions Ur Kasdim. It doesn't say any type of communication. And then comes Parshas Lech Lecha, and there's communication. So it could be, I don't know the level of Ani Bal Habira. Maybe it was a level of Nevuah, maybe it was a level of Ruach HaKodesh. But it definitely was not the level of communication that Avraham had for the rest of his life. It's a good kasha, what I'm saying, that there was in the Medrash, Hashem seems to have communicated with him. But definitely Avraham was alone here. Whether or not, what exactly it means, since it's Balabira, it's not clear. But
even if Hashem did it, it could have been a one-time thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that it turned into constant communication.
Right. He wasn't the Avram Avinu that we know, who was in a constant dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch. So he left, and then he started to teach everyone about Hashem. Until he got to Eretz Canaan. And then he started even more calling out the name of Hashem. Then the Rambam continues over here that Avraham wrote Svarim. I don't know what Svarim he wrote. The only one I know about is Sefer Yetzira. Have you guys heard of Sefer Yetzira? Let's take one out for the effect.
This is a Sefer how to create a
golem. Here's a Sefer from Avraham Avinu.
Rebbe's working on a golem?
I'm not. It's very easy to buy a Sefer Yetzira. It's harder to read it. So I bought it. Figure every household could use a Sefer Yetzira. Here is Avraham's Sefer. Let's see. Let's read a piece. We'll read a piece from Sefer Yetzirah. So you can always tell your grandchildren that you read from Sefer Yetzirah. Let's read the opener. Bishloshim v'shtayim nesivas b'liyas chakakka Hashem tzvakos elokeis olakim chayim u'melch olam kel shakai rachim v'chanun ram v'nisa shokhin amaram kadosh mo u'baris olamo bishlosh esfarim b'sefer sefer v'sipur. This is one of the famous parts of Sefer Yetzirah at the beginning, that Hashem created the world with 32 drachim, lamed beis, which is gematria, aleid, kavod. Who said kavod? Ooh, a man after my own heart. Kavod, lev. Okay. Anyway, this is Avram Avinu's sefer over here. I'll show you it in the light. There you go. Nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, doesn't the Gemara write that Avraham Avinu wrote 400 Masechtas of Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, now the truth is that could also be part of this. I don't know. It's not clear to me what was or what isn't, but this is the only thing that we have left of what his Svarim are. That's true also. Okay, and by the way, it makes sense that, listen, this book, Sefer Yetzirah, is about creation. So it makes sense that he was teaching this. And also on the Svarim on Avodah Zarah, like you're pointing out, makes a lot of sense. That has to do with Kiruv, because the whole problem was that they were all into Avodah Zarah. So the best Masechta to be learning with them was all of these Masechtas of Avodah Zarah that Avraham had done. Okay, then Avraham passed it down to Yitzchak. Yitzchak taught it. It doesn't say that Yitzchak wrote Svarim, which would stem because we don't know of any Svarim Yitzchak wrote. Yitzchak odia li Yaakov. And then Yaakov taught all of his sons. Right? What's unique about Yaakov's sons is they were the only entire nation, Mitaso Shlema, all of his 12 sons, were on board with Klal Yisrael. By the way, just to bring it home again, right, we talked about the Gematria Yud Gimel is a big number. And the Gematria of Yaakov and his sons is Echad, Yud Gimel, right? 12 sons and a father, which together is?
13.
Echad, because it's about creating a nation. Ata Echad, Hashem is one. Shimcha Echad, his name is one. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, who is like your nation? Goy Echad Ba'aretz, one nation. Actually, the Maral says something incredible over here. If you take the word Echad, so the Aleph is Yaakov, because that's one. Ches is the B'nai Rachel V'Leia. There are 8 B'nai Rachel and Leia, if you put them together. There's Rachel had Yosef and Binyamin, that's 2. And Leah had 6. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, right? So the Ches is the B'nai Imahus. And then Bilhah and Zilpah had 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. How do you remember? It's very confusing how you remember who Shivcha was who and which kids they had. So if you know it's Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, I'll teach you a trick. Have you guys heard of Rav Dan Segel?
Yeah. Mashkiach.
So now remember, you need Rav Dan to remember the Imahos. Why? Rav Dan. Rav Dan is Reish is Rivka. Beis is Bilhah Reish is Rachel. Her Shifka was Bilhah. So now you have Rav and Dan. Dan and Naphtali. And then once you know Dan and Naphtali are from Bilhah, from Rachel, you automatically know that God and Usher are from Zilpa, who was from Leah's. It's a good trick. Rough done. Don't forget that, Eliyahu.
Maybe why are we splitting the Mice, Rachel and Leah and the Shifras? Why are we splitting Leah and Zilpa and Rachel and Bilhah?
The reason is because the Imaos themselves are really considered, even though, like for example, the Imaos that we have are Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Bilhah and Zilpah are called Shifchas. They were able to have the Shiftei Ka, but they're not Imaos. So therefore, we can't put Rachel and Leah are in the same category that they're the real Imaos. So therefore, they're put together. The Shvachos, who are Tafel, have to be in a separate category. But it's a good question. Anyway, I said a lot today. The reason I said a lot today is because my kids wanted a shir yesterday. And I just said over the rest of the Rambam. And they came today again. And I was worried they were going to get gypped. So I told them I'm going to say totally new things so that they would not be bored. Were you disappointed, guys?
No.
Not disappointed at all. My son looks a little disappointed, but I think it's because he could use a beer. He hasn't had a beer since before Pesach. No, I'm just joking. He's never had a beer. Have you? They like that.
Maybe I want to ask Rebbe. It came up in the meal, Yom Tiv. Zev mentioned the question he asked Rebbe. Why don't we use the Makas and Kriyas Hayam as the Hechacha for Amuna.
Yeah.
And he mentioned Rebbe's answer, and I guess it wasn't so clear because my father wasn't understanding it. It was mentioned that Rebbe said something along the lines that the Tachlis of the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makas was to reach Matan Torah. But my father was asking, then that's nice, son, but that's very nice, but that still doesn't change the fact that as a proof for Amuna and Hashem, you can still use it, even if it's the tachlis something else. I could still say that I see Hashem if you did the makas, if that's something supernatural, even if the tachlis is something else. So why don't we use it for a raya?
No, so I didn't say that. I didn't say that it was the tachlis. I said that over there, Hashem communicated his taich in the makas, and meaning the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah is what gives you your understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Until Kabbalah Satorah, even the Makas themselves, the Kuzari. I'm opening the Kuzari for a second on this point. Oh, well, where's the thing? Oh no, it's here. They weren't down. I'm going to read to you something from the Kuzari. This will help, okay? He says that Klal Yisrael saw all the miracles in Mitzrayim that Moshe did. Haminu amnam b'madreg elokis. They believed in Hashem, aval adayin noser b'livam sveikus. They still had doubts during Yetzias Mitzrayim. In terms of the concept of nevuah, of real communication between man and Hashem. Meaning, they knew that, they saw there's a Hashem, but the idea of Hashem communicating to human beings, they weren't yet convinced. How is it possible that man could speak with Hashem? And that they never saw in all of the makas, they never saw Hashem communicating.
And Moshe knew every makkah before it came.
It's true, but they never saw, they couldn't be made on the communication. They're watching Moshe Rabbeinu claim something, but they didn't see it for themselves. They could have thought, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw like a wave of what Hashem was going to do. And like a weatherman, he sort of said it like right before it happened. But that the communication was not clear, that man doesn't really speak to a human being, and Moshe just had like visions of what's to be. Upikbuk Zed, this is incredible because this is the Kuzari. This is the oldest Sefer Hashkafa that we have, which is mind-boggling that he's writing that their Amuna was not Shalim in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zenovea Machmas Koshi Liyakos Labura Moshe Bekol Gashem. They couldn't believe that Hashem would really care to speak to a human being. So Hashem wanted to remove this suffix from them. And that's why he did Matan Torah. What Matan Torah did was it said, I'm the Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. It now Lemafreya explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the things that Moshe was claiming, they saw b'nevuah that that's really what happens in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if they wouldn't have had a Matan Torah where they would have communicated with Hashem themselves, they would not have gotten full emunah from Yetzias Mitzrayim. They would have just known there's a Hashem, but not known that there should really be a Torah and a mitzvot and a communication between man and his maker.
So as the raya that there is the Hashem, Taki Yetzias Mitzrayim is enough?
Yeah,
but
there's a raya that there is really a Hashem who has a relationship on this level with a people and with expecting Torah and mitzvos and nevuah, all of that. So there was no oisphir to the whole thing. It could have been that Moshe was just manipulating his knowledge of Hashem for his own interests. But once Klal Yisrael got a nevuah from Hashem, together, it made it clear that everything that Moshe was doing was completely legitimate. So if you want to find it, just to know where it is, so you can refer to it, it's in Maimer Rishon of the Kuzari, Os Pei Zion. Os Pei Zion.
Shkayach, Rabbi, thank you.
So that's what I was trying to say, was that only Har Sinai was able to really even let us understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. Har Sinai was communicating to us even what Yetzias Mitzrayim really was.
But
people
about.
Were still in the dark. They were still in the dark, even at that time.
Which means that when people did Karban Pesach, they had a suffix if Moshe Rabbeinu is inventing it?
There was a level of suffering. I don't want to use the, listen, it says in Har Sinai, it says that at Az Yashir, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem Uvamoshe Avdo, but the level of Amuna, let's call it Amuna, not Yediyah. They didn't have knowledge, they only had Amuna. Har Sinai is what we call the level of Yediyah. It's seeing it. The levels in of emuna is not seeing, it's only believing. Believing is not what the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, not to believe, it's to see. And at Har Sinai, they saw everything. Again, you could ask some questions on this, like what does it mean that they were on the level of Yechezkel ben Buzi at the Yam? But this is still what the Kuzari says.
And that's all just... In the Yama was they saw Hashem. It still doesn't mean that they understood what the Tachlis, that the Tachlis is for Hashem to have us.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be is going on over here. One second. Yeah, 100%.
So it's not even a stira where the Medrash says that they saw Hashem mamish zekele vanvei, because the fact that they saw Hashem doesn't mean that they understood what Hashem wants. Only exactly. By Matan Torah, when they saw Hashem and he told them the dibros, then they knew what he wants.
That's what I believe. There was this point, that's what the Kuzari is saying. One second. That's what the Kuzari says. They still had a suffix until Har Sinai, and Hashem had the only way to remove that suffix was through actually giving them a prophecy of Har Sinai. The Ramban learns it was mamish on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. They needed something.
Very same. It's not even a suffix in Hashem. It's a suffix in what's the tachlis of our existence.
Exactly. Exactly. And that we can be that connected to Hashem. Meaning, even if there's a Hashem, what does that really have to do with me? And at Har Sinai, it was very clear that it has everything to do with me. And that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish communicated with Hashem, and that we can communicate with Hashem. And that every Yid in theory could become a Navi and have that type of relationship with Hashem. He writes here, the Kuzari, the philosophers believe that's an impossibility. Philosophers believe there is a Hashem, but why would Hashem care about people so much? So we really didn't know until, even though the Makos were definitely in our favor, but we didn't really understand if Moshe Rabbeinu had manipulated things or whatever. And it's true that it was Hashem, but we didn't know what the meaning of all this was. The meaning was that we're the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and that everything we do matters and is important to Hashem, and is how and that Hashem communicates to human beings through Nevuah, which really is, that's really the Kesher, the closest idea, that's really the Kesher to Hashem, that's the deepest Kesher, is that the dialogue between man and Hashem is the biggest proof for the whole relationship of Klal Yisrael to Hashem.
Okay.
Simon Pei Zion in